With your latest news, I'm Kersley Fuller. The Sister Islands see another hit to their critically endangered rock iguana population, with at least four being hit by cars in the past few weeks. The Department of Environment describes it as a, quote, major blow to a critically endangered population with likely less than 2,000 individuals on Little Cayman and Cayman Brac. Cayman's series, like all reptiles, are cold-blooded and will often gravitate to the warm, sunny roadside or even ride onto the roads to warm up. It's currently breeding season for Cayman's native iguanas, and they are even more active than usual, with males roaming looking for a mate. Therefore, all residents and tourists in the Sister Islands are being asked to take extra care when driving. Cayman InStyle Fashion Week is underway.
We invite the public to join us in celebrating the limitless possibility that fashion holds for the future right here in the Cayman Islands.
CEO and founder Norma Ebank says it's not just about clothing, it's about self-expression, confidence, and embracing one's unique identity. The event will showcase the latest trends from both Caymanian and international designers, with runway shows, awards, and activities underway this evening and tomorrow. Tonight's events include the organization's Free Your Mind Gala, the Trailblazer Awards, and Creative Fashion School graduation. The kids and adult runway shows are scheduled for tomorrow at ARC in Kamana Bay. For more information, head to CaymanInStyleFashionWeek.com. And a quick reminder, teams from the Economics and Statistics Office will be knocking on doors come April 28th as they roll out their spring labor force and quality of life surveys. Radio Cayman's Paula Cow reports.
The LFS will collect data on employed and unemployed residents in the Cayman Islands, as well as those who are not in the labor force. The Quality of Life Survey will gather information on life satisfaction, sense of well-being, financial security, economic outlook, loneliness, social inclusion, and perceived health. Trained interviewers with Economics and Statistics Office ID cards will administer the survey to approximately 2,000 randomly selected households. The data collected is kept in the, quote, strictest confidence, and individual data will not be published or used outside the ESO. For more information, you can contact the Economics and Statistics Office at 949-0940 or by visiting www.eso.ky. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kersley Fuller.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reiterated the importance of de-escalation in the Middle East after a presumed Israeli strike on Iran in response to Tehran's recent attack on Israel. The operation appears to have been limited in scope, with no casualties reported. China's leader Xi Jinping has appeared at a ceremony establishing a new cyber force, heralding what he said was a major strategic decision to coordinate the military's network information systems. The Defense Ministry said the new force would boost China's capacity to fight and win wars, but it's released few details. An Italian court has thrown out charges against 10 defendants from charity rescue organizations who'd been accused of aiding people smugglers. The case had lasted 7 years. Fresh fighting has erupted in the Sudanese region of Darfur, with clashes reported around the city of El Fasher. It comes ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on Sudan's civil war later on Friday. Voting has ended in the first phase of India's general election, a process split into 7 stages over 6 weeks. Millions of people came out to vote. The average turnout was around 60% by late afternoon. The Afghan Taliban say one of their senior members has been shot dead at a mosque across the border in Pakistan. Sheikh Umar Yan Akunzada was killed in the city of Quetta. South Korea's government has offered concessions to striking doctors in an attempt to end the walkout they began 2 months ago. The Prime Minister said the government had accepted a proposal allowing the country's main training hospitals to set their own admissions quotas. And the French government has announced new rules forcing retailers to notify customers when products have been reduced in size. The finance minister said the practice, known as shrinkflation, was a rip-off that had harmed consumer confidence. BBC News.